seeing no. I have no reports. Do any committee members have reports?
I got something I want to talk about. I don't know if anybody got it. I think this woman that called me, she's a retired former county employee. She's been retired for like, she remembered the 74 strike. She must have been here a long time. And when they did from Nationwide to MetLife, she lost $500. And I understand between all of them, there was like a $24,000 loss. Evidently, Nationwide took a fee when they sent transit over. And I think we ought to make that right. So I'd like to have it on the agenda for next month to talk about.
So just so we understand, MetLife charged the $500?
No.
Or
Nationwide withheld it.
Sure.
So when we did the review of our deferred comp plan, we call it it's like a 401k, like the 457. It's a 457 plan under the IRS code, but it's like a 401k. Some differences, but it's similar. We reported to the committee that there was one adjustment we may have to make. We weren't sure yet. We reported, I can't remember, July or August. I can't remember the exact meeting that we reported it at, but we did give the committee a heads up that this could happen, that in order to move some of this money, not all of it, but some of it, there's this charge called a market value adjustment charge that might get assessed to some of the accounts. And I know it's a private thing, and I'm not required to disclose, but I will disclose that it personally reduced my account by $600. So, our evaluation showed that it affected 12 employees, in an amount over $500. So you're talking 400 employees versus 12 employees. By doing this, we cut the fees that we charge in half. We cut it from 28 or 29 basis points down to 14 or 15 basis points. I mean, we had a dramatic, we save our employees $50,000 to $100,000 a year with this one-time charge, okay? So it was clear that this was in the best interest of all the employees, but then we would have to have this market value adjustment. At the time we reported, we didn't know what it was gonna be. It kind of jumped up. It's based on a complex calculation to this $20,000, or about 1% of about 2 million of the accounts that we moved over. So, however, it was clear, again, I'm repeating this, that this was in the best interest of the employees, and it just affected a small minority of the employees, me being one of them. So I knew it would be the best thing to do, to still do this. Unfortunately, Nationwide is the one, the company that we were leaving was the one that charged this to the employees, and they're the one that kept the money. And so it had nothing to do with the county. The county didn't get any money at all. MetLife didn't get any money at all. It was Nationwide that assessed that fee to the employees.
Is that like an early withdrawal from a mutual fund?
I would say that's one way of looking at it. It's they have money in these fixed accounts and they guarantee a certain percentage. But in order to get that percentage, you can only withdraw your money out over a five-year period of time. So that's what happened with that. So,
Dave, did Nationwide send out that adjusted report?
We've been trying to get them to do a report. I don't think they're going to do it. We can keep trying, but Nationwide's the one that it's their obligation to report, the fees they take.
Do we know where it came out of, which accounts it came out?
Yeah, we know every account, all the dollars.
What do you think the total is?
24,000. I mean, I'm not, and I feel a little guilty, so I have a conflict because I would get money back.
You don't have a conflict. You've got money like everybody else.
I'm not encouraging you to do it or not do it.
You didn't bring it up. We did.
Right. But we could put it in the carryover resolution as one item, and just if you want to do that,
how would that work?
Well, we're going to bring the carryover resolution in April. We'll be carrying some money over, and we would just include this on that resolution, moving the money, taking it out of our balance and appropriating it in 2016 as a appropriation, and then we would take that money, cut a check to MetLife, and then they would distribute it into everyone's account. And they did confirm, the lawyers confirmed all to be done. Now, I'm not, again, it's up to the committee, and then the board hopefully won't make an issue out of it.
Well, it's not on the agenda tonight, so we can't really talk about it. I would like to see it on the agenda.
We can put that on the agenda next time.
That's the only reason I brought it up. I wanted to put it on.
All right, we'll do that for the next agenda. Any other reports?
I just wanted to say, I don't know if Aaron is going to show up at the next one because then we're into April, but I wanted to thank him for his dedication to the Finance Committee and to the County Board.
Is there, there is one more?
Well, there's the one in April, but that's going to be after the election.
After, okay.
You'll be retired by then.
But you'll still receive it.
I just assume you remember.
Okay, I see. I wasn't sure how it worked. But thank you.
Until then.
Okay.
Yeah, so show up to the next one, too.
Okay, appreciate it.
Any other report? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Are there additions or corrections?
So moved.
All right, there's a motion to approve of them as written. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we are approved, and now we are with the sheriff's resolution. Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We have two resolutions tonight from the Sheriff's Department. The first one is a request to accept a $15,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Justice intended on reimbursing the Sheriff's Department for overtime hours worked on investigations focusing on trafficking opiates and heroin. Our Racine County Sheriff is the fiscal agent of this grant for this regional task force. The grant totals $75,000. $15,000 would be allocated to Kenosha Sheriff's Department and K-Dog operations.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's approved. And we'll circulate the resolution, and then we'll move on to the next sheriff's resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second resolution is a request to accept a $75,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services to help fund our repeat drunk driving arrest intensive sanctions supervision program. This $75,000 from the state, along with already budgeted $75,000 and fees collected from participants, would fully fund this line item. It's right now keeping a number of pre-sentenced alcohol-related offenders out of custody. This is the 19th year we've done this. Today's population shows 93 people participating in this particular program. So we in the Sheriff's Department would greatly encourage this this grant receipt because it does affect our daily population in the jail.
Second.
All right, question. Do you think this is effective? I know that two of the judges don't follow this and encouraged you not to follow it. So.
This population used to be higher. I believe the numbers were in the 120s. Now we're down to 93, but it is 93 people that aren't in our custody.
Right.
And it's typically people with severe alcohol problems, which bring a whole lot of medical problems to the jail. So from the sheriff's perspective, if we can keep these people out of custody, and as long as they're following the rules, we're okay with it, because usually alcohol withdrawal is an ugly thing in the jail. So we like them out of our custody.
And they're on the electronic monitoring?
No, this is through the Wisconsin Community Services, WCS, pre-sentenced individuals. This is not an electronic monitoring.
Oh, so this is pre-trial?
This is pre-conviction.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I get it. Anything else? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 We'll circulate that, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That was pretty easy.
Even quicker than last night.
Can you circulate the mileage for me?
Okay. All right, we'll circulate the bills. Are those, you're there. All right, then we'll move into the reports first from the personnel director.
No report.
All right, and Dave, do you want to discuss the gentleman?
More up, she wouldn't be from
I got nothing for you.
That's a first.
Right?
General fund?
Everybody got one?
More coming.
Thank you.
So you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We have some good news. It's come up a little bit, but some other things have come up in the wrong direction as well. So our health insurance deficit grew along with workman's comp and liability. This was due to high claim volume. We had claims of greater than 50,000, which increased over 50% from 2014. Also, what affected that number was our vacancy. Vacancy on the health insurance averages about 600, and this year vacancy was around 300. So those were the two big moving pieces that pushed those numbers to where they are right now. These are pretty final because they include the IBNR numbers. The drivers that came up were sales tax that covered your deficit pretty much under the deficits for health insurance and workman's comp. Also, we had vacancy under personnel that previously was reporting as a deficit of 150. All said and done, it actually came out to a positive number, a surplus. So those are the major movers. Inmate revenue came in right where it needed to be. No major deficits or surpluses there. Are there any questions?
Jeff.
The sheriff's deficit, was it with, can't remember if I was told earlier that as bill, as they paid things off, that deficit would go down. Where are we with, what is this number? What's the likelihood of its movement?
I don't think it's going to move from where it's at right now. We are putting together a final analysis to go over all the components of the sheriff's personnel, overtime, all those pieces, and that's going to be first quarter of 2000, sometime soon, end of March, beginning of April. So, majority of the sheriff's deficit was, it appears to be in the personnel. There's factors that, you know, drive that up and down, and we've already alluded to having issues there. And so they're going to do a full review of everything that happened in 2015, along with presenting the cuts and comp study. So it's just not that I don't want to talk about it, it's just they have more information. Better information to present to you.
Do you remember what the sheriff's department came in with the final numbers over the last couple of years?
The sheriff has, my recall is they've been balancing.
Right.
That's my recall.
So we've gone from balancing the same number of prisoners and the same number of, same amount of income to now this deficit.
Yeah. And so in the past, not only did they balance, I mean, that included the overtime. Remember how we see the overtime has a minimal impact and, you know, so generally balanced. But this year, they did go over. So and when personnel completes the evaluation, we'll take a deeper look at that.
Okay.
I think you'll be, it'll be very good. You know, you'll be pleased with that presentation. So,
not if we're 573 in the hole, I won't be pleased.
Well, it'll explain.
Okay.
It'll explain everything.
It'll make it clear.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, further discussion?
Well, I can say as well.
Overall, the million, the general fund went up a million, but let me check the percentage. And we don't have the final general fund spending number yet either. We're still. So that number could move up or down and affect the percent, but let me give you a last
percent. You know, I've said this a couple of times before about the prisoners, federal prisoners, and we always keep saying we make whatever we make. And I sometimes wonder if we shouldn't
So the percentage last year was 24.92% of general fund spending, and this is almost the same. It's 24.77, down just a little bit, but that general fund spending number, once we get the books audited and we confirm that number, we'll be able to set that exactly.
What I was saying, Dave, was that these federal prisoners, we haven't had a raise in that thing in 8 years or 9 years.
No, we've never had a raise.
And I wonder how much we really make.
We do make money. We've evaluated that. It's millions of dollars that we clear net. If you had a business, you'd make a lot of money. Oh, yeah.
Still making money, huh?
Oh, yeah. It'd make a lot.
So how much?
I think the last time we looked at it, it was a 2 to 3 million clear net.
2 to 3, that's a pretty broad figure. I mean, is it or is it 3?
I'll say 2 million. I'll be conservative and say 3.
You're saying we make 2 million?
2 million, yeah. That we put in the general fund. But and then it depends on how much do we budget, you know, how much do we use. So if we budget 2.5 million surplus, budgeting a revenue higher than we should.
Okay.
It all depends on budgeting that the days and getting the days numbers right.
It's funny how everything else goes up, but the feds don't have to spend any money to keep the prison. Yeah. We gotta take a hit all the time.
The sheriff did put in for an increase and was denied, so they did. That's it. Yeah. So they did what they could do.
All right. Any other discussion? Yes, sir.
On these payments. There's four individual names in here that payments were made to with no explanation. Could you, and I put checks on them, could you get an explanation to me on those?
Okay. And those are?
I haven't signed it yet.
Oh, you didn't?
And no, those, well, I wanted to know what the explanation was.
Oh. Who are they, please?
There are check marks on the far left. There's
Joyce
four Erickson. Individual names.
Joyce Erickson?
He runs that tobacco coalition.
Yeah.
Gail. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, that's Tobacco Coalition.
Sir, here, look at it.
Let's see.
Jackie Siriaki. Yeah.
My name's on
earth. Okay. Jackie Siriaki.
Good job.
Your name's on it?
One got $6,000.
Gail Lesjack, $22.
One was
that 6, sounds 000. Like, what do you call it?
What do you call
like
it?
An overpayment or something?
No, a witness fee or a...
Oh,
okay. It'd be nice if we could have an explanation under there if it's an individual name.
Well, when we get our new ERP, this will be a lot, this report mm-hmm. will be a lot better, which is what we're working at. Joyce Erickson does the... They're probably all different programs. We'd have to check it out. That $6,000 one, that's probably a bit tied to a business's... Jackie Siriaki, but I can have.
I'll sign it.
We'll sign it.
They'll sign it, and then Laura will hang check that and let email the committee and let me know what that is.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else on this bill? All right. Should we move on then to the next item?
Yeah, I think ahead. The rest of these reports we don't plan on discussing it unless the committee had questions. But I did want to talk about, I did have a discussion with Supervisor Dodge, and we do have this drug, remember the drug interdiction account, and we went through a review of that a couple years ago, and we adopted a new policy that relates to donations to the county, because what, from an accounting standpoint, it's money that is the sheriff receives by law. It's all kind of complex the way the federal government has it set up, but then has to donate it to the county, so it gets recorded as a donation. So we put a special procedure in place because we were concerned about them, how they were spending that money. And so, for example, they spent it to buy a large, what do you call it, like mobile home type of, what's that called? So, anyway,
a mobile command center.
So that now our many times during the year we get reviewed by our funding sources. I mean, we have, you know, tens of millions of dollars of funding sources. And when I was an auditor, the federal government adopted a law called the single audit law that all its grant compliance would get, instead of having you know, 100 auditors come into every organization, they would do one audit. Well, it didn't really work on 100%, and these agencies still come in and they review their grants, and if they give me money, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to work with them and help, you know, give them what they need when they come in and review our, so, but it does happen a few times a year on different programs, and they are doing a review of this drug interdiction, the same program that we had this discussion on a couple of years, was it a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they happened to be reviewing that one. So there was a draft report, I haven't read it. I know it went to staff in my department, staff in the treasurer's office, and staff in the sheriff department, I think is where it went. But and it didn't look bad. There were some accounting practices and bookkeeping practices they want us to do, which we're happy to do. You know, we'd love to work with them so we can keep getting the money. They did, when they looked at our accounting practices, they froze the accounts for a period of time. I can't remember, it might have been 6 to 10 months. I can't remember the exact period of time. Once we get through this thing, they'll unfreeze it and then we can start using the money. In the meantime, the sheriff was using other drug interdiction money or that in order to keep the program running. So, but it's not final, it's still a draft. They sent it to us, they want us to respond to it. We're basically, our response has been, tell us what you want us to do and we'll do it. That's basically what we've been telling them. And now I think they've told us what they want to do, and I think we have everything set up that they want us to do. But I don't want to talk about it ahead of time and give you something inaccurate, so I don't want to go too far until I have a chance to read it and work with my staff and the sheriff's staff. And I'm hoping by next month we can do that. So I'd like to just put it on the report section along with these other reports. We'll just, you know, review of drug interdiction review. You could make it item whatever. We're up to make it item 10 and even X there, so Roman numeral X, small X. And we'll have a better understanding of exactly what the report says and what our response will be to the review. And some of these questions you ask them and they don't answer, like, it's my understanding that hundreds of programs went through this review. It wasn't just us, but if you ask them, you know, I want to know, was there some reason you singled me out? Was there something wrong we're doing? If we're doing something wrong, we want to know that. Well, they won't tell you that. You know, we're doing a review and we're doing it all over the country. That's what they tell you. So, but so, I think next month we'll put it on the agenda the way I said, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, like I said, the question was brought to me. I went to Dave, and Dave asked chose the option to bring it to the Finance Committee. I said, that's fine with me. So that's basically what happened.
So are you suggesting that they're saying that there was money used not authorized for that purpose? Is that the objection? I'm not clear.
The report that I understand, the report does not say that. The report does not say there was illegality or misspending, but I want to review it to make sure. And then whatever it says, we'll let you know. If I can show a copy, if it's far enough along to show you a copy, then I'll let you see a copy of the thing, you know.
Well, are they suggesting that we repay money?
No, not what's been told to me from the staff that have been doing this. We don't have to repay any money, everything's fine. We have to change some accounting practices. They did freeze the thing for a period of months. I think it was 10 months or 6, I can't remember the exact amount.
10 but months?
6 to 10 months, I would have to double check. They wouldn't, they said do not spend money until we finish the audit or review, and then you put the practices in place we want you to put in place, which was basically not to have it at the credit union, but run it through the county treasurer. That was the main thing that they didn't like, that we were running it through. But there's other things too.
How much is in there now?
I can't remember. Laura, do you know how much is in that drug bust?
Approximately.
That's a few hundred thousand bucks.
Just a couple hundred thousand.
A lot of drug money.
Well, and on the scale of what they need to run the program, it's not a lot, so we'll cover it in more detail next week or next month, and I'll try to get a copy of the report, read it myself. I mean, we get several reviews every year for different programs, and it's not the same one every year, you know. But generally, the audit, if there is some problem, the audit will put it in, and usually our audits come out pretty clean, and we do give the auditors copies of every underlying audit, the review that was done. It's, you know, any review like this, we give to the auditors, they look at it, and if they have a finding that has to go back to the funding agency, they'll make sure they honestly receive that and send it back. But we've been pretty good, so we haven't had any disallowances for many years.
So what it sounds like, this is just standard practice, because having dealt with grant funding before and having those audits come to me, that's basically what they do. They just pick and choose who they're going to audit, and they tell you, now you need to do it this way.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening, but we'll... I have to say that I've had other staff looking at it, and I haven't hands-on dealt with it myself. Mm-hmm. And once the thing was finished, then I was going to sit down and have them walk me through it, but this question came up before we could get to that point, so I'll try to look at it between now and the next meeting, and then we'll put it on the agenda, and we can talk about it. So.
Yeah, one of the things that I found out when working with the audits is when they change the auditing practices, it's not necessarily something that we did wrong, but it's something someone else is new at that agency, and now they want it done that way.
Yeah.
They would prefer to. It's like going into any company, you know, payroll. They want your payroll, a different payroll package, or that's how they want it done now, so they have to change the software. So same thing with the auditors. They come in and someone new says, oh, I want it done. I want to see the reports come out like this. So everyone has to change the way that they do it.
Yeah, that could be. There may be some legitimate things mm-hmm. they saw on how we were handling it that should have been done better. I haven't looked at the whole thing yet. The one thing I'm pretty sure of is that they're not saying we have to pay money back, but I want to confirm that.
Yeah.
That they're not saying that we misspent money that has to be paid back. But I'll double check that to be sure.
So. All right, anything further?
No, I have nothing further.
There's some budget modifications that if you want to look at them.
Yes.
You can keep them.
These are for the committee's action, or these are reports?
They're just reviews.
Just a report
of
the modifications that did not resolution committee approval, which is for, you know, the ones over $1,000 that were requested.
It's a review only, and you don't, you know, you can take them with you and you can talk about them either between meetings or at the next meeting or not at all, whatever, if you see something that you have a question about. But
where are these?
I'm sorry. We should pass them out. It would help if we did that.
They're all different. They're not bulk copies.
They're
all different. You got to pass that one whole thing around.
Do you want me to make copies for everyone?
No.
Or does the committee want these?
We could scan them and send them to you.
We could do that.
That'd be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll scan them and send them.
Are there any here that are of controversial nature, or?
I don't think so. They're pretty routine.
Just cooking the books.
Oh, gee.
Arbitration appropriation units.
I don't have a back pocket.
Illegal about any of them.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, just one other thing, out of curiosity. Did you see that where Ozaukee County, some of the employees filed?
I did.
Some of the employees in Ozaukee County filed their income tax, and somehow they got their Social Security numbers and went to the IRS, and they had already filed. Their taxes were already filed.
Nice.
So how would that?
We talked about something like
a time card or something. They got.
I'm asking my IT to reach out to Ozaukee And this also happened at one of the Volk Tech colleges, the Mid-States Volk Tech College. So I'm asking them to reach out to those two organizations. I think the fact that we're with Ceridian and everything is, we've outsourced our payroll protects us.
Something to do with a time card or something where they got into that system and then they got these employees Social Security number and then were able to file. Let's got the
Yeah, they first get into a phone for a Ceridian system, but those are, run by other companies, so they would be getting into systems that are operated by other companies, not by my department.
So when they do that, they must set up a dummy account, so the money goes into a dummy account and then they get the money. I guess that's how they
Yeah, it's terrible.
We're going to see more of that.
Russia and Jamaica are the
finding out it's already been filed and somebody got your refund?
Main places
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, Russia. If somebody paid for me, that would be great.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
Just
you're on the other end.
There where they do
go ahead and file, right?
Just thinking out loud.
The old tax returns, U.S.
tax.
Yeah.
And then you get
the
old
taxes.
Please,
yeah.
You can hack me and pay
more Russia more than you
want. It's a big deal.
They get the refund.
Those are the budget
funds. Yeah. Well, people. File
no,
a dummy
to look at
thing
each one.
That
it's the whole package.
Yeah,
the whole package.
You know,
is this the one they're going to send?
Right, let's bring this back to reality.
Yeah, you just look at the top sheet on each one of them.
Oh, I
you'll be able to know where it is.
All right, any of the other business?
Move it to a jerk.
Second. Is there a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. See him?
Don't be timid when you make that motion, John.
I'm just guessing.